All right, guys, here's Austin with the basketball game.
Right, welcome to the final game here on the road system for this road trip. After that, we will be going to Bristol Bay. This is going to be Team Sandpoint versus the Ladies of Lumen Christi. Right here in Lumen Christi High School, right off of Jewel Lake. Beautiful day. And here's a tip-off right now. That's Nicole Gunnarsson fighting hard for it, but it's going to come down to the hands of Lumen Christi, and they take it all the way. Shot fired by number 11. That's Mauve Bashik. She puts one down, so the quick 2 points of the game. 7-4-6. Moving the ball quickly down the sideline, but full court press tips the ball out. Number 10 saw her play against King Cove Ladies, and she is a major contributor. That's Kiamato Lebecki. All right, thrown from the sideline for Sandpoint. Justine takes it, drives up, posts it to the outside where Brittany Gardner drives in, takes a look. Oh, nice job putting it outside on the perimeter to Dan Tessa. Took the defense totally to the outside, left Brittany wide open to cut in. She gets the ball and puts one up for two, tying the game 2-2. And a full court press, man-to-man, full court man coming your way right now from the Lady Eagles. It's been a long road trip, but good to see this much energy coming out of the gate. Ball gets tipped out of bounds by Sandpoint, so it'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the Archangels. Putting the ball down into the paint, it gets tipped away, but kept into the hands of the Archangels, shot up from about 12 feet out by number 12, that's Sophia DeProst. Second attempt is no good. Oh, but there's a steal on that full-court man that Lumen Christi's been playing. Gets the ball number 2, and DeProst is going to take it all the way into the lane, trying to get the layup, but good job by Justina playing some tight defense, forces it outside, so we'll have a throw-in from the baseline for the Archangels. Here's Sophia looking for someone to help her out. She gets over to Kiamata, but, oh, she fumbles it. Picked it by Brittany Gardner, but there's a quick snatch out. Oh, snatch out by Lumen Christi. Oh, a drive in the lane by Kiamata. Kiamaka is going to be a foul as Nicole puts a body on her, sending her to the line for a chance for two. Again, you're tuned in right now for KSCP basketball. Coming up next at 5:30, we will have the boys, so don't go anywhere. Nice shot there by Kiamaka. Nothing but net from her first attempt. Sandpoint doing a great job on this road trip, winning every game so far for both the boys and the girls. One of the best outings they've had ever. One of the best seasons possibly ever, too. Second attempt is no good by Kiamaka. They get the ball down again, driving quickly. Sandpoint with the rebound. You can just see a nice handle. Touch and gets past DeProst. Puts it into the paint. Puts one up from about 10 feet out. It's hard off the glass. Rebound being fought for. Goes into the hands of the Archangels, and they're moving quick up the sideline, moving the ball around to DeProst. She handles it over to the left. Shot fired by number 13, Jamie Martin. That shot's going to go off the rim. Goes back to the outside perimeter as the Archangels get the rebound, and there's a shot from way downtown, turning it in for 3 points. 6-2 now is the score. Sandpoint trails by 4. Full court pressure, making it hard for Nicole. A pass gets deflected, intendedly going to for Brittany Gardner, but it goes into the hands of the Archangels, and there's a hard hit towards the ball by Nicole. It's going to be her second foul of the game. And that'll be a throw-in now underneath the baseline. Emily Voss is going to sub in, and we're guessing it's for Nicole. Yep, Nicole's going to sit down. Emily will come into the game now. And here's the Archangels with the ball underneath their own basket. Throwing it in right underneath the basket. They send it back out to the outside perimeter. Nice deflection by Brittany Gardner makes it fall way short, but the Archangels gain their own rebound. So Emily Voss gets into the lane trying to shut down Kiamaka. She gets a pass into the baseline and powers up, but she will get fouled. And there's been some discussion about movement of the body as the ball transitions and shifts and swings and goes to the baseline. First attempt by Kiamaka is good. They're going to have to watch out for this. And I'm going to tell you, we did not see the Lumen Christi Archangels moving this quickly against King Cove when they first came. So they're coming out of the gate real hard. Actually, initially they did come out really hard, and then King Cove made some adjustments and able to shut it down with a full court press themselves. Here we go, full court press. King Cove going to need to get past it. They take it now up into the middle. Contessa cutting left, taking it right now. Passing over Justine is wide open. Brittany's down at bottom post. Calling for the ball. She's not going to get it, though, as the defense quickly comes and catches up. Danny breaks into the lane. Nice cut. But she looks for help, sending it back to the outside where Justine takes it at the top of the key. She'll move slowly outside, looking for an opportunity. The Eagles will swing it over to the left now. Madge and Thompson at the top of the perimeter looking for some help. She finds Justine. They finally find Brittany wide open for three. She takes her time, puts it up. Oh, just off the top of the rim. Rebound, though, goes to Madison. She's got defenders all over, so she'll send back to Brittany. Brittany takes an eye at the three, decides no, sends it down the baseline. Madison puts it up and in. Good job muscling her way down, but it just will go a little bit off the top of the rim. 8-2 is the score with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Archangels with the ball. Here's number two, Juliana Estes, moving the ball over to the left-hand side. Now the ball passed over to 11. That's Ma Backett down to the bottom post. Chiamaka looking for it, but Madison just put the wall right in front of her. So she sends it to the opposite side of the post. Moving it to the outside. Shot fired by the Archangels. No good. Rebound. Being fought for. And that's going to stay right here as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Madison. Chiamaka and Madison were fighting hard for that board. Looks like Chiamaka got a little bit of a smash to the face. So she's going to come out. Chiamaka is one of several Afghan students that are here at the Archangel, Lumen Christie. So with that smack in the face, she's going to go out. And number 22, Nadeng Poi, is going to come in. She's also African. So she'll come down and take over her spot in the post. Archangels with the ball, taking it over to the right-hand line. Nadeng puts up a shot from about 12 feet out off the top of the rim. Rebound. It was a fight right there by Jamie Martin and Emily Voss, but it goes out of bounds. And Sam Point's going to have to do a little bit more on the offensive rebound end of the spectrum in order to keep things going here. All right, here's the full-court press. As the ball went out of bounds, Sam Point's going to have the ball. They'll take it in. Dan Tesson moving hard to the sideline. Taking it to Brittany. High pass. She does a good job keeping her hands on it. She saw Justina passing it down to the paint. Oh, it was intercepted by the Archangels, but as the ball went out of bounds, his back kick was trying to throw it back inside. It goes right into the hands of Justina, and she has a second attempt at the ball. Puts it up and in, good for two. So we're now 8-4. Archangels moving fast. They drive the baseline, send it out to the perimeter for Ndong to take a shot for a long two. No good. Rebound by Emily Voss. Oh, no, and a pass just behind. Brittany's head is going to go behind her. She tried to reposition to get it. And Coach Lyons girl just slow things down. You know, you don't want to get things too high strung. The full court press does make a little bit of panic, so easy for that to happen. Quick little second here as a player ties their shoelace. And with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, the score is 8-4, Archangels with the ball. Julian Estes is going to take it up. She'll swing over to the left-hand side, taking the ball into the post now, but the defense forcing it back outside. And then now on the far right-hand side baseline, oh, she pulled up her dribble. Madison saw the ball right there in the cookie jar. She reached in to grab for it. She almost was able to rip it out, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Madison. Blue jerseys on the Eagles tonight as they play a man-to-man defense. Oh, a high lob almost picked off there, but DeProst is able to keep her hands on it. She takes it outside to the perimeter, and they're looking for a move now. Swing it around to the right-hand side. Long shot for two. Oh, it bounces, almost goes over the rim, but the bounce on the top of the rim was in their favor, so it comes back in. Eagles with possession, and Justina's going to cut real hard. Nice handling, getting past two different defenders. Oh, and the ball kicked there as Justina was doing a bounce pass in. It got kicked off the foot of Nadeng Poi and will go out of bounds. Eagle ball. They're down by six now. The score 10-4. Oh, Sam Point throws it in. It's been a long road trip. You can tell from both the teams. I was talking to the boys for a few minutes ago that they are definitely tired. Good job cutting in by Dantessa. She posts up for the jumper about 12 feet out. It's no good. A little bit off base, and it will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Here comes a full court press by Sam Point. Oh, good job by Brittany putting heavy pressure on the ball right when it comes in. Moving on the ball, though. Good passing to break the press. Archangels are going to take it in, and they'll slow things down now and run their play. Swing over to the right-hand side. Here's another shot for two. Same player, Jamie Martin. No good. Oh, what a deflection by Dan Tessa. That was a hard deflection, too. And Emily gets the ball in, goes to the ground, trying to get it out of bounds back to a player. Ooh. And we're going to have Justina going to the floor kind of hard there. I think that was away from the ball, though. We're going to have a discussion with the referees. There's a whistle right when it happened. I think they're going to try to figure out what the deal is because it was away from that play that happened. So I don't know if that's what the whistle was for. So, okay, no shot. Okay, so blue ball right now. It's going to be the Eagles with the ball. The foul was away from the ball as a pushing. Number 22, Nadeng Poi, she fouled out when she played against King Cove. She's a real aggressive player. Lila Gunderson tapping in for the Eagles. We got Lila, Madison, Emily Voss. Oh, and the pass is just a little too far outside for Emily to grab to get there in time. Emily, Lila, Dantessa, Madison, and Brittany Gardner on the floor right now for the Eagles. Here we go, full court press. giving a little bit of heartburn to the Archangels right now. They get past it right now. Good move by DeFrost. He's able to get past Matson, but the defense collapses on her, so she's going to quickly stop and send the ball outside. Archangels drive in. Great steal by Brittany Gardner. Got right in there. Took the ball up. She's looking for some help, though. She drives really quick into the lane. Coast to coast with this, after the steal. Brittany Gardner takes it all the way in. Long layup from about 5 feet down the baseline. Good. All right. Nice passing of the ball right now by the Archangels. They break the press. Nadang's even able to get past the defense and still power up on the bottom right-hand side. And you're going to have to watch out for that. All right. Score now 12-6. Archangels up by six. We got 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Dan Tessa gets the throw in from the baseline. She pauses. Sees Brittany all the way over on the right-hand side. Oh, she gets right past Nadang. She drives into the lane. Oh, beautiful gun. Brittany Gardner back-to-back layup. Just really showing the improvement that she's had over the last several years. All right, ball in the hands now of Lumen Christie. They're running up the sideline. This is Juliana Estes. She takes an off-balance shot, kind of floating up ahead, goes out of bounds. Lila runs it down, but she needs some help. She gets pushed. Travel. Man, that was a hard situation right there for Lila to be in. She had two guards just closing on her. She was in the corner, so her back was literally against the wall, and she falls to the ground and looking for some help. Okay, we're going to have a substitution. Nicole Gunderson comes back in for Emily. All right, Nadang for three. He's got a good line, but it's going to go hard off the top of the rim. Rebound to Madsen. Oh, but the pass is just a little too soft. Nadang Poy, who's got the long arms, super tall, tallest player on the court right now. Substitution, and we're going to have both Kiyomaka and Nadang on the court as Sophia DeProst, who was a great point player for Lumen Christie, is going to sit down. So the ball goes out of bounds at the sideline. Last touch by Lumen Christie. Brittany Gardner is going to throw it in now for some point. Oh, another soft pass. Almost gets picked off there by Juliana Estes. But then Tessa keeps her hand on it. Oh, she throws it right into the traffic. Picked off by Chiamaka. She tries to hand it off to Estes, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Madsen, who just got her hand on it. And Sandpoint's going to have to throw a little bit harder with their passes. All right, here we go. Underneath their own basket, Lumen Christie, high throw up to Nadang, who's wide open. That is a quarterback pass with precision. But Nadang, three, goes in and out. Brittany Gardner gets the ball. Oh, man, she is just a great ball handler, weaving through all sorts of stuff. But Nadang gets right in front of her with a running, jumping stop. Brittany pulls back, passes the ball. It gets picked off, but there's an equally good steal as they were trying to center the ball. Oh, okay, foul right there on number 11. That's Maude Backick. Brittany Gardner had the dribble. Moab falls right over her trying to get the ball. She just was off her balance and falls over. There's about two back-to-back steals there. Good job by Madsen hustling back on defense and getting the ball after that initial steal off of her. All right, it's going to be white ball. Okay, ball in the hands of Lumen Christie. Throwing it in now. Oh, good job. That was another – is that Madsen right there? Yeah, Madsen doing a good job putting some heavy pressure on her defensive mark. So Lumen Christie's going to throw it in underneath their basket. They're a little off to the corner. All right, Estes gets it. Brittany puts the reach in there, but she's able to keep the dribble. Oh, good job in the goal. Putting the poke out, getting the ball to the ground. Oh, and just in time, Lumen Christie calls a timeout as they have possession. The ball was just about to get thrown away. And so there we go. Into that timeout. It's a close game, 12-8. Lots of action between both these teams. They're both running the full court press, man-to-man. They're both playing tight man-to-man teams. And we saw Lumen Christie playing very similarly against King Cove. And really, the key is they're going to, Sandpoint, to get the lead back, they're going to have to really work on the hard passing with precision. But you're just, you know, you're 9 days now or something into the road trip. Every team, they've been playing games nearly every day. So the amount of energy that they have is fantastic. Lumen Christie for the ladies are a very competitive squad. So we're going to see what happens here as we go into it. Both teams are, you know, I was talking to the boys. They've had a lot of energy going into every single game that they played. But got to give props to Sandpoint this road trip, doing a wonderful job winning every single game by significant margin. So let's see what happens here. Halftime, about 46 seconds away from the break of the quarter, too. So with Lumen Christie in the ball, they're going to look for at least one more shot. And then they try to burn it out. All right, they're standing underneath the basket. Lumen Christie goes into a stack. Here we go. Let's throw in. Play in action. Martin with a shot from 3 points. No good. Dan Tetsch with the rebound. Looking for help. Brittany Gardner. But yeah, it's going to get picked off again. They're just telling. Oh, and a body and one right there. So Ball gets stolen away by Ndang. She drives it all the way into the lane. Madison Thompson gets there just half a second too late, putting the body in front of her. And Ndang's able to finish the layup, put it in, go into the line for the three-point opportunity. 14-8 now with 36 seconds. Madison's first foul of the game. Ndang puts it up. She's got a good line, and it's in. 15-8 now is the score. Sam Point with the ball. Moving it in, taking it over now to the sideline. Pass a little hard and out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by Lila. It was just a little bit off point. Brittany Garvey, the intended receiver of the ball. 29 seconds. Back in the hands of Lou and Christie. They're going to look for another chance here. Taking over to the right-hand side. Oh, the ball gets stripped away from number two, Juliana Estes, into the hands of Dan Tessin. And Tessin's going to pull her dribble up, find Brittany. Brittany's taking it now to the sideline. This man-to-man pressure is just a lot for Sam Point to handle. Dan Tessa's firing a shot hard at the board. Brittany comes up and pokes it back into the hands of Dan Tessa. Oh, second attempt by Danny. Not going to go down. But the ball almost gets stripped by Madison. 3 seconds on the clock. Ball in the hands of Dan Tessa. She's got one last chance to fire. No. Just couldn't quite get a tight grip on it. So going into the end of the first quarter, the score is 15-8. Sam Point trailing by 7, but it's been back-to-back. It was just a 4-point game just a few seconds ago with a 3-point conversion by Ndang Phuong. Able to make Ndang Phuong able to make the difference. You are tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP. We are here in Lumen Christi, and we'd like to take a quick moment to thank our sponsors. Thank you to the Shoeing Corporation, also the City of Sam Point, the Lucian's East Borough, the City of King Cove, and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Audio Corporation and Telealaska, GCI, and Peninsula Airways. They have made this broadcast a reality, and you, the listener, are the real reason this is on the air. So thank you so much for tuning in right now. Well, it's the last game out here on the road system. Everyone's heading to Bristol Bay right after this. We'll give you the schedule as soon as we have it. We should be able to get a fair amount of coverage. I understand that three teams had to pull out of the Bristol Bay tournament, so it's going to be a round-robin match scenario. KAKN, our friends over in the Bristol Bay region, always provide great coverage, so we haven't heard anything official from them yet, but we should hear more soon. Ball in the hands now of Sam Point as we go into the quarter, the second quarter. The score again, 15-8. Sam Point trailing now by 7. Justina with the ball. Takes it to Brittany Gardner. We've got Abby in the game now. Nicole gets it on the three-point line. And she'll send it back in the... Oh, good job by Brittany getting wide open. She's able to fire it off just in time before Nadine gets right in front of her. Madison with the rebound. They send it back outside. Justina open for three. It's got a good line. Oh, just over the top of the rim. Put back by Madison. Also, doesn't go down. And a foul call. I think that's going to be Nicole's third. Yeah. Third foul by Nicole. She goes over the top trying to get the rebound. Third foul in the second quarter for Nicole. And so she's going to be sitting down for probably the rest of the half. All right, Emily Voss checks in. We also have Abby on the floor. Justina, Brittany, and Madison rounding out the five right now. And here's the ball movement right now by Martin. She takes it to the right-hand side, but will send it over to the top for Estes. Finds Chiamaka, but the ball goes out of bounds. Oh, good trip by Brittany Gardner. And as she was coming up, the momentum of the ball just kind of flew out of her hands. She ripped it out of Chiamaka's hands, and so it flies out last by her. Here we go now. Ball in the hands of Martin. She drives the baseline, putting it up. No good off the top of the rim. Put back right there by Lou and Christie. Chiamaka gets a rebound. She gets a second rebound, too, so she'll send it out to Ndang. Ndang, her shot, no good from the paint. Rebound three times there. Offensive rebounds were able to give Lou and Christie many attempts. They now take it away and put it up and in. 17-8 now. 9-point game for Lou and Christie. Justine drives in. She's got and again, just a little bit too high for Brittany to reach down. Passes and turnovers off of missed passes have really been the X factor here for Sam Point not being able to get back the lead. All right. Full court press right now. Archangels get up the sideline, are able to break past it. And so good poke out there by Justina. Almost gets the ball. She gets another attempt, but Luna Christie keeps the ball, sends it down to the post. Chiamaka, gets a pass from Ndang, and man, she's able to burn up the lane and put it up the right-hand side. Good for two. All right. Full court press now from Luna Christie. Abby has the ball. Tipped up by Ndang's hand. And Sam Point doing a good job, though, getting the ball back. Justina cuts to the right now. Goes left. Gets past the defense. Good job. Justina gets into the baseline but pulls back looking for help. Cross court to Matthews. Wide open. Great job. Up and in for two. 19-10 now. Oh, and a low pass goes off of number 11, Wabakic's foot, and out onto the baseline, throwing out for Sandpoint. Brittany Gardner with the ball. 6 minutes to go here in the half. Sandpoint trailing by 9. She'll send it into Justina Prami. Prami down the baseline, looking at the 3, decides not to take it. As Bakic comes in quick, she'll pass it out to Abby Voss. Voss now over to Justina Prami, who's driving to the top of the perimeter, looking for some help. They need some movement of the players right now. There's no play action going in. But they find Brittany wide open on the outside. She fires one off a 3. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound going to Martin. Wabakic. Bakic on a cherry pick pass to Martin. Driving up the right hand side and up and in for 2. 21-10 now. Sandpoint needing some points here. They're trying to play the perimeter. But all their points really have come in from the inside. All right, here's Justina. She's able to get past the half court line, being tightly guarded by Martin. She'll pass it to Abby on the far right-hand side. Cross-court pass. It's picked off, but Brittany's able to chase it down. And, yeah, clean deflection called there by Martin, so it's going to be okay. Sandpoint keeps possession. Brittany drives hard up the right-hand side. Poked in. Poked out last touch by Lumen Christie. Throw in for Sandpoint on the sideline. Brittany's going to pick up the ball. Get it over to the referee and throw in from the sideline. Sandpoint doing a great job here. Still in this game, down by 11 at the 5 minutes in. Pass to Madison, back out to Brittany. She takes a tightly guarded 3-point shot, fired it off real quick. It was good distance, just a little bit off to the right. Rebound going to Lumen Christie. Oh, and good job by there, Justina. She put tight pressure on number 11, Wabakic. So when she got the ball and fired it off real quick, it goes out on the baseline. Dan Tessa is coming back in for Abby Voss. And Brittany Gardner also saying Lila Gunderson will come back in. All right, ball in the hands of Justina. Takes the pass and drives it up instead. Thrown in from the baseline of Lou and Christie. Oh, Danny beats the defense. And 1. Yeah, count the basket. Shot fired just in time. There's a little discussion of the referees. Contact by Lou and Christie is going to send Dan Tessa to the line for 3 possible points here. The layup count. 21-12 now is the score. Chance to make it 13. Second foul off of the Dang Poi, the African number 22. We'll see if she stays in it. She did foul out during the last time against King Cove. Good free throw by Dan Tessa. Sinks right down off the back of the iron. Full court press here from Sandpoint. 2 good passes by Lumen Christie. Gets it past. Oh, Nadeng's driving hard. Oh! And Nadeng was going real fast there. And it's a good thing no one was in front of her too much, but I think that was a foul on Emily. She reached a hand in there, trying to deflect it. Number 12, yep, Emily, trying to deflect it. Got a little too much contact on the hand, sending Nadeng there for 2. The line, first attempt is just a little left. Again, 21-13, Sandpoint trailing just by 8. 4:33 to go here in the first half. You're tuned in to KSDP. All right, second attempt now by Poi is up and in. 22-13 now is the score. Sandpoint trying to transition fast here to get past the full court man-to-man. It's made it hard, but they've been able to break past with very little real trouble. Oh, man, tight defense forcing the ball to go out of bounds on Justina. Last touch by Sandpoint. Emily's subbing in now, and Madison's going to catch a quick breath. On the court, we have Justina, Lila, Emily, also Abby, and Dentessa. Here we go. Ball in the hands of Lumen Christie. They take it to the right-hand side. There's Poi in the paint. Oh, my God. Just a hook shot. Heavily guarded, off balance, and everything still goes in. She's on fire today. She did not play this well against King Cove, but she's on fire. Oh, good job. Just split the defense. As Lila trailing up at the right-hand side. Beautiful job by Lila. Getting behind the defense and putting up an in. Second time Sandpoint's gotten 2 quick points off of that play. All right, full court pressure by Sandpoint. Oh, pushing on Chiamaka. That was a real, that was a very interesting call because Dantessa had just gotten right in front of the Chiamaka with the intended receiver. Those aren't the easy calls to make as a referee because it really can go either way. But good job by Dantessa. She definitely beat her to it just by a millisecond. Brittany subs back in for Lila, or not Lila, that's actually Abby. So Brittany Garner back on the court. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint, long shot for 3, nothing but net by Justina Prami. 24-18 to score. Same point now, back in it, only down by six. Almost stealing the ball, but Estes or Martin's able to keep her hands on it. Here's Chiamacca. Now, oh, good reach in there by Emily Bosen. Someone just breathed a little bit of new life here in Sandpoint. They're coming in tight with the defense and getting a couple to go down. Substitution number 21 coming in for the first time for the Lumen Christi Archangels. That's Abby McCormick. All right, ball in the hands now. Sending it to the outside perimeter. Shot by Martin. It's going to go way over the basket. Rebound by Nadang. Her attempt's no good. Rebound this time goes to Emily Voss. And here we go. Sandpoint with the ball. Santana breaks fast. She drives in. Oh, taking it into the basket. Going to the line for two. Number 11 reach in there. Moab Bakic. And great job by Danny. Just getting the lane, driving in real quick, and drawing the foul. 17 fouls for Sandpoint so far in the quarter, in the half. Only four for Lumen Christi. Three to go here in the first half. Danny at the line. Up and in, nothing but net. Great shot by Dan Tessa. 24-19. Sam Point trails by five. All right, here we go. Dan Tessa with the ball. Getting her focus. Puts it up. It goes all over the top of the rim and down. Making this a four-point game. It was 11 just a minute ago. All right. Full court press from Sam Point. The Dang is able to get a far pass, but oh, it goes off. Good save there by number two, Estes, but it goes right into the hands of Emily Voss. They're just saying, drives fast. She cuts past the Dang. Oh, hands it off to Emily Voss. She puts it up and in off the glass. Good for two. 24-22. Sam Point just making great transitions. Really starting to play some tight offense. And and this is going to be, Emily Voss takes the charge real hard. It's actually going to be a blocking call because she was just moving in there, but Emily goes down kind of hard. Going Chiamacca there, number 10, very strong player, moved in really quickly, going very fast, and great effort by Emily to try to get in there and put a body in front of her. Was in motion as it happened, so goes down a little hard. 2:50 on the clock here in the first half. The score is 24-22. Sandpoint rallying for an 11-point deficit to now only be down by 2 points. Emily gets up and walks off on without any assistance. And we're going to have Nicole coming back in the game. Nicole Gunnarsson with three fouls to her name and a full second half to play, plus almost 3 minutes in this one. All right, ball now in the hands of Chiamacca. She goes to the line for her first of two attempts. And that, again, is the eighth foul for Sandpoint. It's good, up and in, making it 25-22. Sandpoint now only down by three. Chiamacca gets the ball and looking for an attempt to put it in. Puts it up. Good. Four. One more. Making it now 26-22. Sandpoint throws it in. Oh, a pass into the middle by Dantessa. And she's able to keep her handle on it. Finds Lila on the right-hand side, and Lila's going to drive it up and in. Cross the court to Tina, way downtown. No! Drains it! 26-25. Man, that was college NBA territory right there. Great. Oh, and great trap pressure. Traveling! Yeah, forcing the travel right there against Juliana Estes as they close the trap. And just like, you know, sharks spilling blood, they get in there, and they go, and they were able to put the hard pressure right there. Damn point. Really getting their focus back in here, doing a great job playing the kind of ball that we've seen them play all road trip. Oh, a ball gets picked up by his boy. Oh, the finds the antenna. Good job by Chiamacca, though, putting a clean break. Oh, but the pass to McCormick's going to go off of her hands and into Brittany. Nicole's wide open underneath. Oh, she just couldn't quite get a handle. Pushing foul by Chiamacca, though. Good job by Nicole drawing the foul. It's going to send her to the line for two. And I think only the second foul by Chiamacca, but back-to-back, so I wasn't sure if that was going to be her third. Chiamacca, a very good player, usually very level-headed. Ooh, just off the top of the rim. Nicole gets one more attempt to tie this game here with this next free throw. 26-25 is the score. Again, 2:17 on the clock. Second attempt just off the back of the iron. Dan Tessa with a soaring rebound. The ball... She was passing outside to Lila, and it's going to go tipped off of one of the players of Lumen Christi. So that's a throw-in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. All right, Brittany calls a play in. Hits it far out. Justina fly over for three to take the lead. Oh, over the top on the top of the rim. Rebound to Dantessa. She goes up and gets fouled on the way to the basket as well. almost with an and one there too. And this is a chance right here to tie the game. And this will get two opportunities from the line. And that's now 16 fouls. Yeah, 16 fouls now for Lumen Christie. That was her second for number 11. Oh, just shy off the front of the rim. I'm walking back with her second foul. We're going to have McCormick sit down and Sophia DeProst, who we haven't seen in a while now, coming back in. Chiamaka, who has sat down, is going to come in as well for number 11, Wabakic. Oh, Danny, second attempt, no good. Rebound goes over. Oh, Brittany's able to put her body right in front of Boy, gets a steal. Dan wins another chance. Oh, yeah, good pass by Brittany to Dantesna. She was cutting right into the paint, puts it in, and Dan Boy takes the lead. 26-27. The ball last touched by Sam Point. Good defense, though, by Sam Point, forcing the ball outside of the baseline. So it's going to be a throw in their own territory for the Archangels. Looking for an opportunity here to get past the half-court line. Number 12, Poy, gets it over to DeProst. DeProst is a great ball hander. Okay, she's going to take it. Drives up in. 13 wide open. That's Martin. Oh, and the Archangels will take the lead. 28-27 with 140 off of a 10-foot jumper by Martin. Justine drives in fast. Cuts right. Oh, another high pass. Brittany was right there past the defense. It would have been a sealed deal, but just goes outside of her reach off the baseline. Throwing now to DeProst. Finds Poy. Poy driving fast. Justina puts the ball in front of her, but she cuts to the left. Finds Chiamaka, who sends it back out to Martin. Shots off over the top. Put back by Chiamaka. No good. This time, rebound goes to Dantesna, who quickly finds Brittany Gardner, and she's got wide open sideline with Justina right in front of her. Brittany drives in. Cross the court pass over to Nicole. But she's got Poy right in front of her, so she sends it back out to Delilah. Oh, in and out and in. Second attempt now, going to the floor, being fought for between all sorts of players. Brittany gets it, though, and gets it outside to the top of the key. 60 seconds to go here in the first half. Brittany Gardner with the ball, 28-27, same point down by one. Tip out there by DeFrost, and this is turning into a real physical game. 53 seconds to go here in the first half. Same point trails by one, but they have possession and throw it from the sideline. Good movement of the players right there as Justina gets open and gets the pass in. She drives it to the post, off the glass, rebound to Dantesna. Another attempt, nothing but net. Same point with the lead now, 28-29. All right, here's that full court pressure. Poy's going to move fast. She does. She breaks past the press. She's got two players behind defense. Good job by Chiamaka getting the ball and putting it in. Lumen Christie now trading lead with Sam Point. 30-29, Sam Point down by one. Dantesna gets the pass, driving in. She's only got Point in front of her. Oh, foul. And it's going to be bonus now, 1-1 now. Dantesna will go to the line. And that was a reach in there by a boy. Her third foul. Substitution. Abby Voss comes in for Brittany Gardner. Brittany, I think, got knocked in the head a little bit there. Nothing, it's more like a scratch, possibly. So she's sitting down really quick. All right, first attempt. Oh, just up and over. Rebound goes to Lumen Christie. All right, here's Poy again moving quickly with the ball. It gets almost knocked out of her hand. She maintains her dribble. These assets on the right-hand side. Shot goes far, goes hard over. Rebound, fought for. Last touch by Lumen Christie, though, so it's throwing on the baseline with 12.4 seconds left. Chance for one more shot for Sam Point, but this is going to be tight defense. That's a break. It gets wide open. She's got turn and burn. She does. Good job seeing the pass coming by. Boy, she steals it. Drives in. Nicole does a good job staying back. Doesn't put the foul in. And 2 seconds. It's going to be a buzzer. And there we go. Creating the lead. They were down by 11 just a couple minutes ago, but they got in there, took the lead by three different times. And going in there to halftime, they're going to only be down by three, 32-29. Standpoint trails by three. But, man, it was back and forth, up until the final play. Great job by Sandpoint, really breathing new life into this game. So with 9:48 on the clock, I'm going to go ahead and put things on hold and put me in queue, Marissa.
All right, thanks, Austin. All right, guys, we're about to re-queue in Austin. Here we go, back with the games.
Yes, we are back again, and the ball is underway into the hands of Lumen Christie. They start out the quarter with the possession. If you're just joining us, the score is 32-29. Sandpoint trailed by 11, but man, they fought really well to get back into this game, and they were trading the lead up until the very end of the half with Lumen Christie. We're live here off Jewel Lake Road in Anchorage, Alaska. Moving the ball now. Team standpoint with possession. Justina Frommi with the ball. She's going to step back a little bit and let the play set in place here. Find Santessa far on the left-hand side. She'll take it more towards the top. Good swing right there. Justina gets wide open on the three-point line. They leave her open to take a shot. That one's just off the top of the rim, though, or front of the rim. Rebound going over to Lumen Christie. You're tuned in to KSTP right now. Last game, series of games here from the Anchorage Road System. Oh, good move in the ball. Travel. Yep. Traveling there by Chiamaka. Taking a 1-2 step to get past the defense and working hard for that layup, but you can only take one step after you pull your dribble. Here we go. Nicole Gunderson drives hard up the sideline, ball into the hands now of Dantessa, and she's going to pull back and let the ball, the play set up. Justina now. Long pass to Brittany. Long for three. Oh, just the back of the rim. Rebound going into Brittany Gunderson's hand. Oh, she fights for it. Gets towards Nicole Gunderson. Nicole loses the ball, though. Good effort there off the defense by Chiamaka. Lumen Christie able to maintain possession. Standpoint was putting quite a bit of pressure there. All right, here we go. Number 11 moving the ball up. She finds Chiamaka. Oh, and she gets nailed by the twin powers of Dantessa and Madison. So she sends it back outside. Oh, number 11 now. Ma Backett for 3 points. 35-29 now. And there's Brittany with a cherry pick pass. She pulls up for the shot. Good composure, up and in for two. 35-31 now is the score. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Standpoint trailing by four. All right, Lumen Christie with the ball. They're going to swing to the right-hand side. Martin looking for Chiamaka, but she was moving too quick on the cut. Nicole Gunderson, gets it, and her pass to Justina. She was cutting away from the ball. Gets intercepted by Lumen Christie. Shot fired by Lumen Christie, picked up by Standpoint off the rebound, and here comes Justina. Justina drives up towards the baseline and doesn't go into the lane, pulls back, and is going to reset. Now she drives the baseline, puts up a floating shot from about 10 feet out. No good, but man, the rebound stolen by Justina. She hands off to Dantessa, and she'll finish the shot from about 4 feet out. 35-33 is the score. Here comes the prop. She moves quickly for Lumen Christie. Screen to the right-hand side. 11 with the ball. That's Bakish. Bakish gets the pass back. Drives, sets into the baseline, but man, Madison puts her straight to a stop. Almost steals the ball of her hand, but they're able to pass it. Pass Madison to DeProst. Shot up from DeProst about 5 feet out on the right-hand side. No good. Dantessa gets rebound. Oh, the shot's wild, or the pass was far off to the right. And we're going to have a substitution for Lumen Christie. Juliana Estes is going to sit down, and in will come Nadang Poi. She's got 3 fouls to her name, but was probably the leading contributor to Lumen Christie in the first half. 35-33, Standpoint down by two. Oh, a good poke out there by Dantessa. But number 11 back is able to get the ball. She finds Nadang. Nadang Poi puts up a shot from about 7 feet out. No good. Man, she gets her rebound. Goes through all sorts. Oh, man. So Nadang just pulls a far swing all the way towards the baseline, puts an off-balance shot off, no good, and that's Chiamaka getting the rebound, but it's going to be a push as she fought to get there. Her third foul for Chiamaka as well. All right, here's the throw-in to Standpoint. Justina cuts past the offense, takes it coast-to-coast, passes it. Oh, Brittany Gardner got the pass. She was right past the defense. Oh, and I see only a Nadang or Chiamaka. That's going to be a fourth foul for Nadang, I think. As Brittany Gardner goes to the line for two. She always had an and one there. All right, let's see who it's going to be. As first tip by Brittany's no good. Oh, yes, and that's a fourth foul for Nadang Poi. She is going to sub out now for the rest of the third quarter. 4:36 to go here in the third quarter, and Nadang close to fouling out, and she was the top contributor in the first half. All right, here's Brittany Gardner with the ball. Her second attempt goes off the back of the rim. Rebound now going over to Davik. Oh, out of bounds. Good defense there by Dantessa, forcing the ball on the sideline. Mob Backick was moving real fast. 4:31, 35-33. And here we go. Standpoint with possession. Justine Frommi cuts to the left. The cross stays on her, but she's able to get past this time. Bounces it over to Nicole Gunderson, who's on the baseline from 7 feet out, up and in. Oh, good job. 35 apiece now. Tied game. Here's Lumen Christie with the ball. They're able to keep possession of it. Bobic driving up to the baseline. Madison, again, almost reaching in and stealing the ball. This time they will put it to the ground. Madison comes up with it. Good attempt by Kim Austin to get in the ball back. Brittany's moving real quick, taking it all the way. Oh, to the line for two. Good job by Brittany Gardner, driving into the lane real quick. Gets fouled on the way, and great hustle from Brittany. And, I'd have to say, watching the first half, that she was one of the players that had the most energy when really energy is what they needed the most in the first quarter. It wasn't there, but Brittany kept things going, and she was really able to help fuel the offense and keep the ball moving. And here we go, 35-35, game point trailed by 11 and they were down for many points for much of the first half, kept coming back, and here they are. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and with the top player for Lumen Christie near foul out territory, four fouls, it's going to be a different game. You are tuned in, KSCP. We've got the boys coming up next at 5:30, so make sure you don't change the dial after this game. That's going to be a great game against the Archangels as they close out their road trip here from Anchorage. And again, they are going to Bristol Bay right after this. All right, ball in the hands now of Brittany Gardner. She's going to have two chances from the line. Brittany gets a pass from the referee, lines it up. Going to go off the back of the iron, almost right in there to go off the glass. All right, under four to go here in the third. Brittany going to get the pass back, looking for a second chance from the line. Lines it up. Got a good line, nothing but net on that one. Good shot. All right, to the standpoint, takes the lead, 36-35. Coming quick off to break the press. Oh, and they force it out of bounds, staying in the hands of Lumen Christie, though. Good job by standpoint, forcing a throw in off the sideline. All right. And there's Moff throwing it in. She finds the cross to cross. Chiamaka, who turns into the paint, sends it back outside. Good movement of the ball to the right, to the far left-hand side, where Estes is going to take a shot. Goes over the top of the rim, or goes off the top of the rim. And Nicole Gunderson now throwing it in off the baseline. Full court man-to-man pressure constant for both teams, really making them tired. But Justina Frawley with her great ball handling skills getting right past the break. All right, she passes to the baseline. Nicole drops the ball, drives the baseline, though, when she regains recovery. Oh, Chiamaka is able to stop the shot, though. And Estes is going to get the ball and dribble. She's a good ball handler. She dribbles up, passes the defense, puts one up and in for two. Train the lead now. Here's Lumen Christie getting back into the game, 37-36. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Justine probably, oh, the cross gets right in front of her, all pushing. Yeah, Justine probably had the ball get stripped from her. She got down on her knees and just pushed the cross out of the way. And that's going to be one of the first fouls for Justina. Yeah, her first foul. So Lumen Christie with the ball now and a one-point lead. Standpoint looking to stop this play right here. DeProst gets a wide open shot into the lane, moves ahead, misses it. Danny gets the ball. Oh, no, Brittany Gardner gets the ball, and she's moving real quick. Brittany's got Justina on her right-hand side, but she's going to move left, put up a floating shot from about 7 feet out. Off the front of the rim, she fights for the rebound. Oh, Chiamaka wide open. Dan Chesson comes back. She's going to put a body on her. Oh, and they're going to call the foul. Dan Chesson did slow down. She was very controlled. What she did there, she just kind of got right next to her and put a little bit of contact on for the layup. It's only Dan Tessa's first foul of the game, though. And it will put a break on the action and slow the momentum and make it a little more difficult. Chiamaka misses her first one. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie up by one. Here we go now. Ball in the hands of Chiamaka for her second attempt. Puts it up. That one in. Lumen Christie leads by two. Justine Parami with the ball. Looks down the sideline. Finds Santessa. Back to Justina. Justina's going to dribble past it. Oh, she's got a long cross-court pass to Nicole, who puts it into the paint. Ball gets stripped up. Oh, there's Chiamaka. She just saw the pass coming. Gets right in front of Madison. Steals it from the post. But Brittany's staying on Martin. Oh, the ball stripped. That's going to be a foul there on Justina. Her second foul. Looks like Justina got a little hit to the face there as she was trying to reach in there to get the ball, and I think she got a little too close to a hand. Actually, it's going to be the second foul on Brittany. 2:25 to go here, 38-36. Lumen Christie up by two. Oh, here they go with the ball. Wide open shot, able to get it. Oh, Good for three. 11. Lob back. It's foot going up and in. And here we go. Mashon Thompson gets the ball. Over to Nicole, who's going to drive up the sideline. Over to Danny at the top of the free throw line. Down to Brittany and back outside the perimeter, looking for a three-point shot. Just up the front of the rim. Following her shot, though, Jasiah and Parami. Oh! And Jasiah and Dan Tessa kind of run right into each other, trying to get the ball. Going to both go down hard. 41-36 now. Sam Point looking to get a couple points on the board. And then Tessa's going to come out really quick, kind of shake it off, and Lila's going to come in her stead. Under two to go here. It's been a real tight third quarter. Sam Point right in the thick of things. They're down by five, but the biggest lead for travel. Little hesitation there by Backick. And that's going to be throw in off the sideline for Sam Point. Nicole Gunnarsson's going to get the ball to throw in. It's going to be a full court man-to-man. Justine able to get it. She turns and gets past the defense, taking to the left-hand side, down to the baseline where Lila Gunnarsson is going to take the ball and step back outside the perimeter. Oh, Justine saw a break past the defense, gets in there, puts it up and in. Oh, rebound goes to Madison. Her second attempt, no good. This time, rebound to Lumen Christie. Oh, but Justine with a great poke out of bounds, last touch by herself. Good job by Justine. Breaking the momentum for Lumen Christie. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter, 41-36. Here we go. Backick. Oh, poked away by Lila. She's moving real fast. She's got Backick right in front of her. Oh, she loses the dribble, goes to the floor to get back. Brittany finds it. Gets over to Justine. Justine, wide open for three. Oh, just off the top of the rim. Rebound to Lumen Christie. Here we go. Backick looking to get past Justine, but Justine just dribbles the ball right out of her hand. Lila wide open underneath the basket. Oh, just up the top of the rim. Puts it back again, though. This time it's good. 41-38. Good persistency by Sam Point. All right, Backus with the ball now. Finds it back to Estes. They find Ducross, who's a good ball handler. He's looking for help, though. All right, they're able to get past the half-court line. And they're going to step back for a second. Let the ball. Oh, the ball goes loose. And almost snatched away, but they send it back to the outside perimeter. Oh, three-point shot by 13, Jamie Martin. 43-38, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sam Point with the ball. Find Lila Gunnarsson over on the right-hand side. She passes over right next to Justina. Justina now cuts the left fast. Takes it down, though, as Brittany Garner gets open for the three. Oh, but it's a slow passer. She couldn't quite get the shot off in time. She passed down to the baseline, though, where Madison scoots in, puts up a shot. No good, and Nicole Gunnarsson off the rebound and the putback will get fouled and sent to the line for two. Chance to make it a three-point game here. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, 43-38. Good job there by Madison, who was just moving right in down the baseline. Nicole got the rebound. Oh, and her first attempt is not going to go down. One big shout-out to Nicole for really doing a good job keeping. She ran to foul trouble right away in the first half, but she's doing a great job keeping things controlled. Oh, the second attempt goes all the way around, up and in. There we go. Four-point game, 43-39. Throw in here. Here's a full court pressure, though. Forcing the steals, almost doing a second time. They're good moving the ball, though, by Lumen Christie. Gained Chiamaka into a two-on-one situation there with Madison. But she does a good job staying between the offense. Chiamaka driving in the baseline, looking for some help. She's underneath the basket, puts up a shot, off balance, no good. But Archangels with their own rebound. Oh, and a buzzer right there, 43-39. As we go into the fourth and final quarter, and what a nail-biter this game has turned into. Sam Point was trailing by 11, but, man, they stayed right there in the thick of the game. They're down by 4 points, and, man, this has just been a great game. We're going to have Nia Deng Poi, who was the top player for the first half. She fouled, got into foul trouble in the third quarter, though, and with her off on the sideline, she'll come in here into the fourth quarter, and we'll see what kind of difference that makes for Lumen Christie. Three players, though, have three fouls for Lumen Christie. Nicole Gunnarsson has three fouls herself, but she's the only player, I believe, that has that many fouls. Sam Point did a good job toning down the fouls. They had about 8 or 9 fouls in the first half. This one, only 3. You're tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP 88.1 FM in Key Cove, Alaska. Sam Point basketball here. It is just in the middle of the season. Coming up very soon, we are going to have the Trident, Tip-Off, and Sam Point. It's going to be extravaganza. So many different teams in town for that one. And Sam Point really knows how to throw a tournament. Can't wait for that one to come. All right, throw in. Brittany Gardner has the ball. She'll get it over to Justina. And Sam Point will have possession. Oh, Justina pulls up her dribble, and she needs to get a hand. She finds it in Brittany on the baseline. Brittany passes up to the post, but it gets stripped away by DeFrost, who will quickly get over to Chiamaka, and Chiamaka drives back. She has, Jamie Martin was just right over there on the baseline, but it goes up and over her reach. And Sam Point will get the ball on the baseline now. 7:41 to go in this game. Justina Frommi did a great job getting past the press all throughout the game. She drives into the lane, does a 360 maneuver as she turns to the outside, see who's there for the perimeter, did a full 360 rotation and puts it up and in off the glass. 43-41. Ooh, fourth foul there by Nicole Gunderson now, as she was fighting, trying to get the ball off the full court press, and that will be her fourth foul. Dan Tessa's taking off the warm-up. She's going to sub in here for Nicole. All right, ball now. Ooh, it's going to go up and over. Picked up by Lila as DeBross is trying to screen the ball back in. Oh, but it gets stripped away by Chiamaka. Lila is able to get her hands back on it. Over to Nicole. Nicole has two players in front of her. She'll send it out to Justina. Justina way outside now, going to let the play come into action. All right, ball now in hand to Justina. Down to the post for Madden's wide open on baseline. Oh, but good job by Chiamaka making the adjustment, putting the hand in the face, and forcing a tip-off. Lou and Christie gets possession. Here's Martin moving quickly. She's got Lila right on top of her, though. Great defense by Lila, forcing the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Martin. All right, here we go. Nicole's going to sit down, and Jan Tess is going to come in. We've got 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Standpoint trails only by two. Good move on the ball. Now Dantes is going to dribble real hard and fast up the sideline, and she'll have Martin meet her. So she'll pass it back over and swing to the left-hand side. Frommi now with a two-man trap. She's going to need some help here. She finds it with Danny at the top of the three-point line. Danny now drives into the free-throw line, pivots out to Justina for three, long shot off the top of the rim. Matching on the putback on the right-hand side. Good. Puts it up and in, and Standpoint just like that gets tied with Lumen Christie. 6:20 to go here, 43-43. Lumen Christie moving the ball to DeFrost. Double dribble, yep. She was moving, put a hand on to stop it, and started to dribble after she took a step with no dribble. Ooh, Foy's going to come in now for Martin. Foy is one foul away from being out of the game. Standpoint now throws it in. Tina with a wide open lay on the sideline. She's going to drive in there. Oh, what's the call? Blocking. Oh, and that's going to be the fourth foul for Chiamaka, another strong player for Lou and Christie. Justina went down kind of hard there. She saw the wide open lane, started moving real fast. And Justina falling to the ground there. She's getting up. Fourth foul for Chiamaka. The score now 43 apiece. Justina taking a couple extra seconds to kind of just get things going. 6:13 to go here, and again, coming up in just a matter of minutes, we have the boys squaring off against Lumen Christie. All right, Justina gets up. She kind of just stretches out the muscles there, kind of a little bit of a hip action on the left-hand side, just kind of giving a little bit of a rotation now and up and down to get the muscles moving again, stretch things out. She's got two free throws coming her way. All right, so here we go. Coming into it, 6:13. On the clock here, the score is 43 a pop. Standpoint, just coming back strong into this game. They've been in the thick of it ever since the second quarter. Here we go. Dan Tessa, or Madison. Madison with a chance for three, two. Madison's going to take a shot for Justina. She's got an injury. All right, Madison's first attempt goes off the back iron. And a discussion is coming by the referees. All right, so they're talking right now. The referees kind of came into a little bit of a circle after that first attempt, and not exactly sure what the discussion is going to be about. It's they're pointing towards the sideline. Sam points into the sideline. You see a bit of a confusion on everyone's face. All right. And Abby now is going to step. So, okay. So I think Madsen was on the floor. Madsen took the first free throw. The person who subs in for the player has to be the one to take the shot. So Abby came in for Justina. She is the one who needs to take the free throw shot. So they switch things out. Abby now goes onto the line to take that the second attempt here for the shot. Score remains 43 apiece. Oh, man, what a high-pressure moment for Abby right now. Can take the lead with the shot. And she does. Oh, and Abby's going to get a second attempt. That first one's not going to count. 6:13 on the clock here. Abby with the second attempt. Oh, man, drains it. Here we go now. 45 to 43, 6:13 on the clock. Lou and Christian moving the ball to the sideline. They find Boy with Madsen in front of her. Sends it over to the cross post. The cross now driving into the paint. Moves out to Estes, who takes the shot from about 12 feet out. Madsen with the rebound all the way over to Abby, who hands off to Brittany. And Brittany now has a couple players right in front of her, so she's going to have to swing over to the right-hand side. So good handling of the ball. She gets over to Lila. Lila's got a trap on her, but she cuts over the sideline and gets open. Brings her to Dantessa, who, man, did a great job drop-stepping past the defense, and a four-point lead for Sam Point. 5:39 on the clock here to go in this game. Here's Bavick. Ma Bavick moves up to the right-hand side, looks up at the shot, doesn't take it, moves out to DeBross. DeBross now back to Bavick. Bavick taking it to the right-hand side, has a trap coming on her now. The ball's going loose to the ground. She's got three Eagle players all over her. Yeah, and a timeout called right there by the bench from Lumen Christie as things were about to get really ugly there with the ball getting probably stolen away. So we're going to have a quick timeout here on the floor. Full timeout, 1 minute now on the clock. Sam Point up by four, and man, it has just been a different game. They trailed by 11 for much of the first quarter, swung things around to make it a real neck-and-neck race by the halftime, kept things tight throughout the third, and now they're in the lead at the fourth. Only 5 minutes to go here, and can Sam Point hold on to the lead? We will find out here in just a few moments as we come up to the end of the timeout. We want to thank you again for tuning in, and if you are listening, if you enjoy these broadcasts and you enjoy the basketball games, please go onto our website, check the Help Out button, and become a member of KSCP if you're not. If you're already a member, membership is a big part of how we can do what we do, so please feel free to donate. We need your help. We are a listener-supported radio station. Sam Point going to come out now from the timeout. It'll be a throw-in from the sideline for Lumen Christie. Bavick's going to throw it in. She finds Estes all the way to the top of the free throw line, but they're moving the ball around. Good shot taken by Martin, but it's going to go up and in. Rebound goes to Abby as she dribbles fast at the sideline over the ball. Her pass gets tipped up, but Lila keeps a handle on it, knows that Zantessa is right behind her, trying to the basket, so she does a long cross-court pass. 43 to 47. Sam Point gets the lead. Three-point shot taken by Nadine Foy off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Martin, though. So Foy's going to get the ball again, but she'll send down the baseline where a long shot for two by Estes will not go in. Danny with the rebound, finding Lila. She's got two defenders in front of her, so she's going to pull back and pass the ball over to Brittany. Brittany drives in. Puts a little bit of an off-balance shot from about 12 feet up. Off the top of the rim. Oh. And that's a foul on Brittany as she tried to get back in there and poke the ball out. It's going to be her third foul, I believe. Yeah, third foul. And Chiamaka comes back in now for Estes for Lumen Christie. And with 4 minutes to go here in the game, the top two players, tallest players for Lumen Christie with four fouls apiece are back in it. All right, moving quickly with the ball. Here's Bavick. Well, Bavick takes it to the right-hand side, but has to cut left now. There's a high pass over Lila. Gets it over to Foy. Foy takes another shot for three. No good, but the ball is tipped up on the rebound. Goes in the hands of Bavick. Now it was a cross travel. Stutter step there by Sophia DeCross, going to send the ball over to the hands of Sam Point, and they'll throw it in. 4:12 on the clock here. They're up by six. Dantessa gets the pass from Madsen, drives up the middle, hesitates, finds Lila. Brittany's wide open on the baseline, behind the defense, gets the pass and puts it up at the left-hand side, and that's good to extend the lead to nine. Here comes Foy. She's moving real fast at the middle. Swing over to the right-hand side, driving into the lane. Takes a 1-2 step, and ball's going into the hands of Sam Point as Madsen got right in front of her. It was not a foul, though. Kind of a before she, you know, she was just moving really quickly, trying to get into any lane she could. And 22 is a big player. Oh, ball almost gets tipped up out of hands of Dan Tessa. But good job by Abby being there to grab it, get it to Lila. Brittany almost takes a three-point shot, but she hesitates long enough for the defense to get there, so she passes it over to Abby. Abby for a two-pointer from the paint. No good. She's coming up fast, though, as Foy gets a rebound. Foy's able to put it up. Oh, no good. Again, she just can't quite get a good look. Oh, Lila goes down hard as the ball is tipped away. Foy gets the ball and puts it up and in. And we're going to have a timeout there as Lila goes down a little hard on the floor there, fighting for the rebound. She's going to bounce back. She's up and still in it, just kind of getting everything back in. And, you know, the dang boy is putting a lot of effort to just find any lane she can. She runs into the middle real fast, and she is a very big player. And she can get moving really quick, too. 45-51, game point up. Oh, the ball almost gets passed out. Good job by Dan Tessa keeping the handle on it. She finds Justina now at the half-court line, and Justina cuts left. She's wide. She got Abby wide open on the left-hand side, doesn't use her. Swings over to Brittany, who's on the right-hand side. Now further down, Justina wide open for three. She takes it. Oh, shy, catches air, puts it over on the left-hand side, and here's Chiamaka with the rebound. 3 minutes to go here. Game point only up by six. Chiamaka finds an open lane, drives at the right-hand side and up and in, and just like that, it's a four-point game. Here's Santessa. She has the ball for standpoint, has a wide open sideline, takes it, tries past Nadine, but she loses the ball, can't chase it down, picked up by DeProst. And you're going to have a little more energy on that. Here's Foy, who's able to get past Matheson, but just is way off balance. And standpoint needs to slow the game down. All right, and there's a little bit of a body check right there, but 13 on Brittany is a really small little shot in the way, kind of put an arm on her, and that's going to be a throw on the sideline. And really, there's just no need for this kind of fast-paced game. Standpoint should slow the pace down, control the rate of what is happening. And here they go. Passing on the outside now. Good job. Burning down the clock. Oh, but across the court, past Dan Tessa. Gets picked off by Chiamaka, but Madsen's right there to get the ball back. Puts up a shot from the free throw line. Drains it. Madsen Thompson extending the lead. 53 now to 47 with 2:12 on the clock. Lewin Christie still right in the thick of things. Here's Foy for long shot for three. Oh, just at the top of the rim. It was close. Rebound to Dan Tessa, and she'll find Justina. Justina cuts past to the left, gets into the middle, and she's going to take out to the half-court line. Coach for Lewin Christie calling her girls up, saying, put the pressure on. All right, Brittany gets over to the side, and Sam Points is going to take their time burning down the clock. Here's what you want to do. Moving the ball at the half-court line. Good job by Sam Points. Oh, kicked off of Foy's foot, so with 1:44 to go here, we're going to have a 30-second timeout call here by Lewin Christie. Oh, she's going to call a full timeout by Lewin Christie. 47-53, 1:41 to go here in the game. Standpoint up by six. And, you know, Lewin Christie really trying to work their way back into this game. They have a lot of energy coming in. They're sending their big players up fast, finding all sorts of possible lanes. Nipping at the heels of Standpoint, but Standpoint doing a good job controlling the pace now, moving the ball on the outside, and keeping the pace of the game slow, trying to burn down the clock as best they can. So again, only 1:41 to go here. Standpoint rising up in this game, down by 11, gets right back into the thick of things, and is now looking to take it all the way to the win with 6 points in the lead. The boys are getting ready. They're in their jerseys right now. I'm right next to them here as they sit by. It's going to be a great matchup here with Archangel and Lewin Christie. Last time, Lewin Christie had a 16-team roster, a 16-man roster. Their whole sideline was totally packed. So we'll see if they pull out all the stops this time as well. All right, so we got 1:41 to go here. Standpoint with possession. All right. Brittany Gardner with the ball, throwing it in to Abby. Abby, back to Brittany. Looking for an opportunity here. They just keep the ball on the outside. Dan Tessa doing a good job, just moving the ball around, trying to burn down some time. Dan Tessa drives into the lane and gets a pass, moves up the paint. Ooh, and that's going to be a holding right there, I think. Yeah, a holding right there by Dan Tessa. That's her second foul and the 16th foul, so it's bonus for either team now with 16 fouls apiece. Each team will go to the line, and we're going to see if if Lumen Christie is going to intentionally foul or Sandpoint will do it for them. Coming into a two-man trap at the half court. Oh, they're able to get past that travel. Oh, my goodness. That was so fortunate, though. Number 13 missed the shot. Jamie Martin, though, as he heard the whistle, as he traveled, as she was opening, she was wide open. Brittany's wide open, big time carry pick. She just, like, sneaked past everybody. Keeps it on the right-hand side, puts it up and in. Okay, moving fast, though. Here we go. Martin looking for Chiamaka. She gets in. No foul calls. Good save by Nicole, though. Just goes out to the right-hand side. 47 to 55. Great job by Brittany keeping things in the game. Getting, just sneaking past the defense. All right, throwing in for Lumen Christie on the sideline. There, 1 minute out. Justine just steals the ball. 6 seconds to go in the game. She's going to pull it all the way over to the left-hand side. Brittany up and in on the left-hand side. Great shot by Brittany Gardner. Up by 10 now with 51 seconds, and things are just getting out of reach for Lumen Christie. They're still in it. They're only a couple 3 points away. Boy puts up a three-pointer off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to to Bavick. Her putback no good. Ooh. Ooh. And Chiamaka comes down on Dantes' ankle. Jesus, they were both coming up, down on the ball, and I'm not sure what the call is going to be. There is a foul with it, but yeah, we'll see what. Yeah, she's going to get up quick here. She's going to come off with a little bit of assistance. Oh, that's going to be Chiamaka fouling out. So that is a fifth foul for Chiamaka for Lumen Christie. Getting a couple high fives from the girls. She played one heck of a game. Great player. 39 seconds left to go here. And it's going to be... Okay. Lila giving a high five, but she's getting the call now that she's going to be shooting. As Dantessa comes down to the sideline, and she's going to sit out for the rest of the game. It's only 39 seconds to go. Standpoint up by 10. Looking just to seal the deal here as Lila goes to the line. Lila Gunderson, a freshman, doing a great job. Quite a ball player coming in strong in her first season. First attempt is not good. It's a one-on-one opportunity, and here's Foy with a rebound. He's got 35 seconds on the clock. Quickly to get it over to Martin. Taking it, oh, passes off and out to the sideline. 30 seconds to go here. Standpoint will have possession, and it's just a game of running out the clock at this point. Here's tight pressure. But Brittany's wide open again behind the defense. They just got to get a hard pass over to Brittany. Okay, Estes gets it back there, though, and gets it over to trying to pass it to Brittany. It's going to get choked out, though, by Lumen Christie. So sideline throw-in. We got the Voss sisters coming in here. Abby and Emily will both sub in. Madison will sit down, and so will Lila. Good game by Madison Thompson, playing real clutch play. 20 seconds, 15. Ooh, and it's going to be another foul there. Yeah, foul on 13 Martin on the throw, and it's going to send Justina Barami to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. And we're clearing the bench here for Lumen Christie as well. Coming into this game, pretty much the game is over. Great effort by the Archangels, the Lady Archangels. It was a real tight game for much of the go, but Sandpoint just showing a strong consistency and a strong will to win in this game took it all the way. Justina just sinks the first attempt. 58 to 47 now is the score. 18.9 seconds left to go in the game. Justina will get one last attempt here. Puts it up. Oh, rolls out the top, but there's Nicole with a soaring rebound. Her putback's no good. Trying to steal, Nicole's able to steal the ball. 15 just pushes her way in to the ground, putting all sorts of hustle. 15 just came in off the bench, so he just wants every last bit of chance he can. Foy puts in a hard shot, long for three, no good. Rebound goes to Justina, and she'll hold on to it, and there you go. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles making their run here on the road system. I believe a perfect series of games. They walk away with a win. Final score.